The golden eagle, the spirit eagle. You turn and move like the warriors who use your spirit to bring them courage. Your eyes show the power in your heart. Your great wings, the freedom of flight. You are the color of the earth, where your talons mark your rhythm. You are the essence of all that is wild. We hear your mighty scream, echoing the strength of the ages for all to hear. Those with the wisdom to listen will be blessed. You know, he really is a Great Plains bird, very much so, although he dwells in other places. And our Plains Indians use him as a symbol in their dances. While they like the feathers of the bald because they're very showy and very beautiful, it is the golden that they worship. And the reason why is because this bird is the most courageous of all the birds. He will challenge a grizzly for a kill, a pack of wolves. He doesn't care. He has that kind of courage. They are solitary birds. They fly alone until they mate. Now, when the bald mates, they nest, they have their babies, and then everybody joins the flock and it's every guy for himself. When these birds mate, they raise their babies for 2 years, teaching them to hunt in that very difficult realm that they live in. And they stay together that whole time. When the baby goes, flies off, they part their ways. Very interesting relationship in character with where they live and how they must survive. This bird represents so much about courage, about survival. It is so about the essence of space for wild things. For all of its courage, for all of its ability, for all of its careful raising of its young, we are methodically depleting its habitat so bad that while the bald and the osprey, who is more durable, increase in numbers, these birds do not. We need to think about the message that they're sending us, the thing that they're trying to tell us. These courageous, magnificent, extraordinarily beautiful creatures. We need to listen. Pay attention. It's a very important message for our survival.